Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
It's Saturday, June 25th. This is a special edition of The Gateway. I'm Wayne Pratt. The overturning of Roe v. Wade by the U.S. Supreme Court means almost all abortions in Missouri are illegal.
This is the end of the line for abortion care for the 1.3 million people of reproductive age in the state of Missouri.
Illinois is doubling down on abortion rights protections. The opposing reactions by neighboring states comes as people take to the streets in St. Louis following the high court's decision. And hundreds of abortion rights supporters gathered last night near Planned Parenthood in the Central West End. Earlier in the day, Missouri's trigger law limiting abortions to only when the mother's life is in danger went into effect just minutes after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade decision. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, anti-abortion activists celebrated on the steps of the Missouri Supreme Court.
It was Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt who signed the opinion required in order to put the state's trigger law banning almost all abortions into effect. Hours later, around 50 anti-abortion activists gathered to celebrate the victory through a rally, featuring speeches from fellow activists, state representatives, as well as from Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. Sarah Hodges from California, Missouri, came with her children to the rally. She says she greatly supported the decision by the Supreme Court.
I'm glad that Missouri has had trigger laws that will protect children from the moment of conception on, and give women the help they need.
As far as whether she supports a nationwide ban on abortion, Hodges says she thinks it should be a state-to-state decision, but did say if there was a further ban, it needs to be through a constitutional amendment. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Local abortion rights advocates are decrying the decision. They say it puts the health of women throughout Missouri at risk. Pamela Merritt is the executive director of Medical Students for Choice.
When you take away bodily autonomy, the ramifications, the ripple effect is far greater than simply controlling who can end their pregnancy. This is going to have major ramifications, and none of them, not a one of them, is good.
Missouri's law does not contain provisions for rape or incest, and as the state moved quickly to only allowing abortion if the mother's life is in danger, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker called for a special legislative session. He says the stakes are enormous.
I've been alive 57 years. They haven't taken away rights in my entire lifetime. Today they took away rights, and they're aiming to take away more rights. They've indicated that in the decision.
No date has been set for that special session. Illinois lawmakers passed measures in 2019 to protect abortion rights, like removing a law that would have made abortions illegal upon the overturning of Roe. Reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision allowing states to make their own abortion laws has been swift. Missouri officials have acted quickly to become one of the first states to enact a so-called trigger law, making most abortions illegal. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports.
Cori Bush learned the news Friday morning shortly after 9. The rep from Missouri's 1st District was sitting on a panel discussing abortion rights access at Planned Parenthood's clinic in the Central West End, the last remaining abortion clinic in Missouri. Suddenly, the news lit up phones throughout the room with push notifications and text messages. Bush was one of several people who started to cry.
36 million people will be affected, and it's all well. 36 million people, and this is a far-right extremist Supreme Court is making this decision that affects other people.
Once the decision was handed down, Missouri became one of the first states to act. Attorney General Eric Schmidt within minutes issued an opinion putting the state's so-called trigger ban into effect. The law outlaws abortion in the state if Roe v. Wade is overturned, except in cases where the parent's health is severely threatened. Any abortions that were done at the Central West End Clinic were now outlawed.
This is the end of the line for abortion care for the 1.3 million people of reproductive age in the state of Missouri.
That's Bonnie Lee Gilmore, the vice president of strategy and communications at Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in Southwest Missouri. She says shortly after the decision was announced, Planned Parenthood notified state officials they were ceasing abortion care at the clinic.
None of us are surprised about Roe being overturned, but of course we're emotional.
This has been a long fight. We've fought so hard in the state of Missouri.
Republican lawmakers in Missouri have for years enacted laws that require patients to have pelvic exams and ultrasounds before they have the procedure, as well as other laws that restrict access for patients and providers. That means the number of abortions in Missouri has already been dwindling, says Allison Dreith of the Midwest Access Coalition, a regional abortion fund.
Quite frankly, Missouri has not been providing meaningful abortion care since 2019, and that is something we have seen all across the country.
Missouri doctors in 2021 only performed 150 abortions in the state, but Friday's decision and Schmidt's action still stings for pro-abortion rights activists like Pamela Merritt. She's the executive director of Medical Students for Choice.
He has assigned people who are pregnant to a different subclass of residents in the state of Missouri and citizens of the United States. He's taken rights away.
Merritt says Missouri already has some of the worst pregnancy outcomes in the country for black women in particular. For anti-abortion rights activists in Missouri, the decision marked a high point they've been working toward for years. Several gathered outside the Planned Parenthood clinic in the Central West End to celebrate.
We're grateful for the little children who are not going to undergo the violence of abortion.
Steve Rupp, the president of Missouri Right to Life, spoke outside of Planned Parenthood to other anti-abortion rights advocates.
We're grateful for the mothers that will not experience the emotional and the physical and the spiritual consequences of abortion.
Rupp says they're not done organizing, but that they're still celebrating today's decision. Lucy Gonzalez learned of the decision through an all-staff email blast from her co-workers at Students for Life, where she works as the regional coordinator for Missouri and Arkansas.
I would be lying if I said I didn't shed a tear. I was just overjoyed. It felt like our work is paying off.
Abortion rights opponents and supporters both say the ruling and big changes will mark a beginning of new efforts to promote their positions. Many are turning their attention to Illinois, where abortion is still legal and where many abortion seekers are expected to travel. Opponents want protections in Missouri law to prevent future legislatures from restoring the right to an abortion. I'm Sarah Fentem, St. Louis Public Radio.
We have much more on the local reaction to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade at stlpr.org. Our Jonathan All edited Sarah's piece, which included reporting from Chad Davis, Farah Anderson, and Brian Munoz. I've only mentioned a few names, but covering this story has been an effort by the entire team at the station and website. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.